Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
The Family is a generically titled film that is anything but generic. The Family is a mob comedy drama starring the iconic Robert De Niro in one of his best roles in years, as well as the magnificent Michelle Pfeiffer, also in one of her best performances. The Family is a smart entertainment on the order of Goodfellas. In fact, there's a nod in the storyline of The Family to Goodfellas, which was directed by Martin Scorsese, who produced The Family. There are also elements of Married to the Mob, Analyze This, and Meet the Fockers. Call it Meet the Mobsters. In The Family, Robert De Niro plays Giovanni Manzoni, who is in the United States Federal Witness Protection Program and is relocated with his wife, Maggie, played by Michelle Pfeiffer, and their two children, Belle, played by Diana Agron, and Warren, played by John DeLeo, to Europe. They arrive in a small town in Normandy, France, their third stop after Paris and the French Riviera, because Giovanni's lack of anger management has again gotten him into trouble. The children are enrolled in a French high school. After Warren is bullied, he teaches his classmates how it's done back in Brooklyn. His sister, Belle, takes a liking to the student intern math teacher. Meanwhile, Giovanni, now called Fred, decides to write his memoir, much to the chagrin of his FBI handler, Robert, played by Tommy Lee Jones. He fears it will be a tell-all. Back at Attica State Prison in upstate New York, the mobster, who Giovanni ratted out, has not given up on tracking him down to the ends of the earth. The family plot builds to a delicious twist and a satisfying conclusion. The Family is directed by Luc Besson, who directed La Femme Nikita. Besson wrote the screenplay along with Michael Callio, and the screenplay is based on a novel by Tononio Beniquista. Luc Besson has an eye for the telling detail in plot devices, dialogue, and cinematography. The Family has wince-inducing violence. While the camera doesn't linger on the violence, and some of it happens off-screen, it's nonetheless there, so the squeamish should be forewarned. The R rating of The Family also seems to have been generated by the prodigious use of the F-word. The Family, which uses voiceovers by Robert De Niro very effectively, has many elements of humor and is also extremely tension-filled. It's good to see Robert De Niro in a role in which he's in nearly every scene and not just playing a supporting player. De Niro's scenes with Michelle Pfeiffer are delightful. As the daughter, Diana Agron, who was on TV's Glee, is excellent, like a young Cameron Diaz, and she gives a fully realized performance. As the son, John DeLeo, who was in The Wrestler, is fine, like a young Ralph Macchio, and he also gives a nuanced performance. Tommy Lee Jones, as the frustrated FBI agent, plays it straight, lending additional weight to the storyline's believability. The Family is a taut thriller, a send-up of mob-themed films, and an overall good time at the movies. Don't miss it. The Family is MPAA rated R for violence, language, and brief sexuality. Opening October 4, Gravity. Sandra Bullock and George Clooney star as two astronauts set adrift in space. Alfonso Cuarón directs the science fiction drama. Sandra Bullock is already an Oscar actress nominee contender. Runner Runner. Ben Affleck and Justin Timberlake star in a crime thriller about coming face-to-face with the offshore operators of an online poker game. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.